This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Balp Edwards. An Iraqi police commander said a suicide bomber killed 8 Iraqi policemen in an attack today on a police station on the outskirts of Baghdad. Also, several officers were wounded when a car bomb exploded in a western neighborhood. The attacks came a day after U.S. officials announced that Iraq's former leader, Saddam Hussein, had been captured. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
In the end, Saddam Hussein was hiding in a hole. One U.S. military commander called it a spider hole, another called it a rat hole. It was some 6 feet deep and camouflaged. It was not clear how long he had been there, but U.S. military commanders say this was only one of more than 20 hideouts Saddam Hussein used since he disappeared from Baghdad last April. President Bush welcomed his capture in short remarks from the White House midday on Sunday.
He was found near a farmhouse outside the city of Tikrit in a swift raid conducted without casualties. And now the former dictator of Iraq will face the justice he denied to millions.
The operation that led to Saddam Hussein's capture began on Saturday morning, shortly before 11 o'clock Baghdad time. The intelligence team that had been searching for him received a tip from a family with close personal ties to Saddam. That allowed the analysts to narrow a search to a 2 square kilometer area northwest of the town of Adwar, a few miles southeast of Tikrit. The analysts narrowed the search further to 2 specific sites, which they labeled Wolverine 1 and Wolverine 2. The 1st Brigade Combat Team, 4th Infantry Division, was assigned the job of searching the 2 sites. It took more than 7 hours to assemble some 600 soldiers of this combat brigade under command of Colonel Jim Hickey. The forces included cavalry, engineers, artillery, aviation, and special operations forces. The brigade was in position at about 6 p.m. after darkness fell. 2 hours later, the operation began, according to Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, who is commander of all U.S. forces in Iraq.
At about 2000 hours, coalition forces assaulted the 2 objectives, but initially did not find the target. As a result, the 1st Brigade Combat Team elected to cordon the area and begin an intensive search. Coalition forces subsequently found a suspicious location to the northwest of Wolverine 2.
General Sanchez described that suspicious location as a small walled compound with a metal lean-to structure and a mud hut. Major General Ray Odierno, commander of the 4th Infantry Division, said there was evidence that Saddam had been staying in the hut.
The place where he was living at was basically 2 very small rooms in an adobe hut. One was a bedroom that was cluttered with clothes, some new T-shirts, socks, etc. that were in there, and some sandals. On the right was a very rudimentary kitchen that did have running water and a few other things.
It appears that Saddam had stayed in the hut above ground and hid when necessary in the hole. The hole was covered by styrofoam and a carpet. It is not clear whether the soldiers who finally pulled back the covers of the hole at 8:30 p.m. knew they might find Saddam Hussein there, but they were told they were searching for a high-value target. General Sanchez said although Saddam was seized with a pistol and 2 AK-47 assault rifles, he did not resist capture.
There were no injuries, and in fact, not a single shot was fired. Saddam Hussein, the captive, has been talkative and is being cooperative.
2 others were captured along with Saddam, who had $750,000 in cash with him. U.S. commanders described him at the moment of his capture as bewildered and disoriented. Initially, they were not able to say how long he had been hiding in the hole, but it could have been hours, given the length of the U.S. operation in the area. Saddam was flown by helicopter to Baghdad Saturday night, where General Sanchez watched as the Iraqi was examined by a doctor and the video pictures were taken of him with disheveled hair and a long, unkempt beard.
He was a tired man, also, I think, a man resigned to his fate.
A number of former Iraqi leaders were brought in to identify him, including former Foreign Minister Tariq Aziz. Members of the current Iraqi Governing Council were also permitted to see and speak with him. Ambassador Paul Bremer, the head of the Coalition Provisional Authority, announced the capture nearly a day later, on Sunday afternoon, with these simple but dramatic words.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
The cheers came from Iraqi journalists at Bremer's news conference. Bremer added, "The tyrant is a prisoner. How long he will be held by the U.S. and where, how much he will divulge during his interrogation, whether he will be tried and by whom, and what will be his ultimate fate are all questions without answers at the moment." Mike Schuster, NPR News.
A timeline of Saddam Hussein's capture is at npr.org.